This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Families are coming to grips with the deaths of 19 children at a U.S. elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
10-year-old Eliana Garcia is being described as very sociable.
She was very happy and very outgoing. Loved to dance and sing and play sports. She was big into family, enjoyed being with the family.
Garcia's aunt, Syria Arizmendi, spoke angrily to the AP through tears about why this happened.
I just don't understand how people could sell that type of a gun to a kid, to an 18-year-old. Like, what is he going to use it for? But for that purpose.
A parent of another victim said her 10-year-old daughter did not want to go to school and that the girl seemed to sense something was going to happen. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's finally pushing those to act after the Texas shooting, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With 19 little kids dead.
Please, damn it, please, think if it was your child or grandchild.
But Schumer notes the prospects of GOP senators shifting course and helping pass substantial laws to curb gun violence are very slim, even as leader Mitch McConnell blasted the shooting.
It's literally sickening.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville said regulating guns won't solve anything. This is a mental health issue.
Guns are not the problem, okay? People are the problem.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says that's the problem. Minds are made up. It doesn't matter if more kids died.
This is just going to be the same thing as it was after Parkland, after Newtown. Here, nothing is changing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A senior Turkish official says Turkey will not agree to Sweden and Finland joining NATO without, quote, concrete steps in a certain time frame to address concerns. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's spokesman spoke some 5 hours after talks Wednesday between Turkish, Swedish, and Finnish officials in an effort to overcome Turkey's strong objections to the Nordic nations' bids to join NATO. Quote, we have made it very clear that if Turkey's security concerns are not met with concrete steps in a certain timetable, the process will not progress, he said. Turkey cites grievances with Sweden's and, to a lesser extent, Finland's perceived support of groups it views as terrorists. A woman who posed as a doctor gets life in prison after several patients died, says a court in Germany. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Prosecutors say the woman had an excessive need for recognition. She used a forged license to work as an anesthesiologist, say judges, causing the deaths of several people she treated. Prosecutors say she wrongly dosed anesthetics and failed to treat patient blood poisoning at a hospital in Fritzlar, north of Frankfurt. She's also said to have been responsible for hours of patient oxygen deprivation, as well as damage to the cardiovascular system and organ failure in patients. She was sentenced on 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder. Her name wasn't released in line with German privacy rules. I'm Rita Foley.
Pakistani police fired tear gas and baton charged supporters of ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan on Wednesday to block them from reaching the capital, Islamabad. Officials and witnesses said Khan had called on supporters to march on the capital and stay there until the new government is dissolved and a date for a fresh election is announced. Khan was ousted in a confidence vote by a united opposition after he lost his partners in a coalition government last month. Local TV footage showed the police fighting with supporters, beating them and in some places breaking the windscreens of their vehicles and bundling them into police vans. Heavy contingents of police and paramilitary troops have been deployed since Tuesday evening. The government has banned Khan's march, alleging he is bringing protesters to Islamabad with, quote, evil design. Recapping our top story, families are coming to grips with the deaths of 19 children at a U.S. elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. But when it comes to U.S. federal lawmakers, Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer is pushing Republicans to finally act on guns after the Texas shooting and the deaths of 10 black Americans at a Buffalo supermarket 10 days earlier. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.